This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, hour number two. And we want you to join in our conversation. We're open phones. There aren't many radio shows where you can call in and change the subject, which is really cool. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. And in the meantime, we'll be talking about things that we find interesting and things that may impact your life. The We In Studio is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
Rich Paul.
And we've been talking about what a disaster California's attempt at legalization has been. We found out that there are somewhere around 6,200 temporary permits that just can't continue operating of cannabis businesses. Evidently, this is written in some sort of ink that you cannot pick up the phone and say, "Hey, you know that application you got with us? It's going to take us a couple months before we get caught up on our backlog. Mm-hmm. So just keep doing as you're doing." Nope, that doesn't work for California.
No, the law must be obeyed. It is immutable.
We have no choice. I do it. I'd say keep operating, but this piece of paper.
Right.
I can't defy that.
Well, you wouldn't want people to dismiss the law. I mean, you wouldn't want them to look at the law as something that is malleable, something that is changeable at the whim of a human being. I mean, it's the ironclad will of God.
I like, I'm all for, and there are some laws that I like. You know, I like the one that says, no government shall infringe upon my right to bear arms. And that's a law. That's in the United States. It's the supreme law of our land, the Constitution.
But yet they infringe on it all over the place.
They do. I like the law that says that I have freedom of speech and that I have freedom of religion, and you cannot infringe upon that. I like that law. But it doesn't do any good if your government likes to infringe upon it. If they have no regard for their own law, why should you? And case in point, the state of Wyoming. And I love this idea called nullification, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to tell you what that is. But, headline from the 10th Amendment Center, a great organization, signed by the governor: Wyoming law authorizes a bear hunt despite federal court ruling. This is brought to us as an article by Mike Meharry, a great guy. Last week, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed a bill into law that sets a stage to authorize a grizzly bear hunt despite federal court rulings prohibiting it.
Excellent.
In 2017, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service delisted grizzly bears as threatened species under the Federal Endangered Species Act. In order to manage the growing bear population, the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission scheduled a limited grizzly bear hunt for August 2018, but U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen issued a ruling that restored the species, quote, threatened status, unquote, under the Endangered Species Act, therefore nixing the hunt. I'm going to have a little Google challenge. I wonder if either of you guys could tell me where U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen is. She obviously knows everything about the grizzly bear population in Wyoming, so I'm going to say she's in
California.
Is she?
Looks like New York City, and it's a man. It's a male Dana, according to this.
Oh, wow.
I hate when I do that.
Oh, wait. No, correction. He was born in New York City. Looks like he's in Montana.
He's in Montana. Okay. Yeah. So at least he's sort of in the right area.
We don't get to go New York City.
Get a room.
But again, now you have a federal judge, a state away, issuing rulings on grizzly bears.
Okay, I'm unclear. Maybe I missed something here. You said that some bureaucracy, some federal bureaucracy, removed the grizzly from the endangered species list.
Correct.
And this judge was like, no, put it back?
Yes, that's exactly right, Ian. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission scheduled a limited hunt, but U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen's issued a ruling that restored the species threatened status. So it's a lower level than being truly endangered.
I see. So it was endangered. They took it off that status, and he said, well, it's threatened, not endangered.
It was on the endangered species list as threatened. They took it off.
So he said,
I went out there and I counted grizzlies. Evidently, you know, he probably...
So somebody sued on behalf of the grizzlies, apparently, right? And said, we want the grizzly to remain threatened.
I don't know. I think this judge...
Somebody went to court and it wasn't the judge.
No, right? I think the judge just made an arbitrary ruling because he heard that Wyoming is going to go ahead and do their hunt.
Judges can't make rulings without plaintiffs. There has to be a case.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Yeah,
somebody brought a case.
Senator Wyatt Agar, a Republican of Weiser, along with 11 co-sponsors, introduced Senate Bill 93... on January 16th, under the new law, the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, quote, may conduct a grizzly bear hunt and shall issue licenses, which shall provide for the dates, times, and locations of the hunts, unquote, if, quote, the Game and Fish Commission determines that under the laws of the state of Wyoming that a grizzly bear hunt would be beneficial for managing Wyoming's wildlife and for protecting Wyoming's workers and other citizens and tourists of the state, unquote. This sets the stage for the state to notify a federal judge's ruling. A Wyoming
Which is an interesting situation, because if a federal judge has made a ruling and then the state government agents say, well, we're just going to go ahead and have our hunt anyway,
yeah.
Then does that put them in contempt of court?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think Wyoming cares.
It would only be contempt of court if this judge issued a order saying you must not have this hunt. In which case then it would be contempt of court.
I mean, Perhaps. Maybe, but what does have this hunt mean? Would that ruling then be binding on the actual hunters? Or on the state to prevent the hunt.
It would be on the bureaucrats for authorizing it, right?
Well, it's not clear. It depends on who sued whom. Yeah. You can't issue random rulings to people who aren't a party to a suit.
Well, right. And would another suit have to be brought if the state government, you know, says we're going to do this? That's a completely separate legal action, right? So wouldn't somebody have to say, you can't do that. This judge said that these are threatened species, so therefore you can't do that.
I've seen a grizzly, and it was threatening, but I don't know if their numbers are threatened.
Wyoming doesn't care.
Right. Wyoming and
government there, at least.
You could put that on a bumper sticker. Wyoming, we don't care.
We don't care.
The Senate passed SF-93. This is the bill authorizing additional hunts by a 27-1 margin. The House approved the measure 52-7. With Governor Gordon's signature, the law went into immediate effect. The law does not require the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission to authorize a hunt, but it does open the door to defy the federal judge. How things play out will depend on how the agency chooses to move forward. I think that's interesting. You know, they're thumbing their nose at U.S. Fish and Wildlife and to the federal courts and saying, you have no standing here. Mm. There's nothing in the Constitution that says all grizzly bear hunts shall be approved by a federal court judge.
Right.
That doesn't exist. The idea of nullification has been around for literally centuries. This is discussed in the Magna Carta. Here's what it boils down to. People should not follow unjust rules. They should not follow unjust laws. And
including state governments, in this case, is the idea.
Yes, and this was, in our history, most prominently brought about with the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions by Madison and Jefferson, who just said, no, we're not going to enforce your stupid Alien and Sedition Act. That's absurd. That's ridiculous. And we're not going to follow through. 855-453. We want to hear what you have to say. Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live tonight, like we're live every night, and we want to talk. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. 3733.
But we'd rather talk to you because we can talk to us anytime. I mean, we live here.
Well, that's true. That's true. And you likely have some opinions on this story. We have been discussing the state of Wyoming's decision to just basically thumb their noses at a federal judge who's saying, no, you cannot hunt grizzlies because I, federal judge Dana Christensen, have determined that they should not have been removed from the Endangered Species Act as threatened. I'm going to make them threatened again. I have no idea what that means. Does that mean he, Dana, is going to threaten these grizzlies? Dana is going to go out and hunt them?
In his judge's robe.
In his
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. I wish they still wore wigs, because that, being chased by a grizzly bear, just is a perfect picture for me. I love that. But this idea that some judge sitting hundreds of miles away somewhere in Montana, because he's a federal judge, he can say, nope, the grizzly is again threatened because I say it is threatened, therefore no hunts can go on. And Wyoming, most importantly, I come from an agricultural area. Managing wildlife is an important thing that real people do, not that government bureaucracies do. If you see that all your sheep are dying because of wolves, then you're probably going to go out and thin the wolf population a little bit. But that's another story that is popping up in Washington and Idaho and Oregon that they're discussing. In this case, basically, the judge says, nope, these are endangered. The Wyoming Senate passes a bill, Senate Bill 93, which basically says, Wyoming Fish and Wildlife, if you want to schedule hunts, you have the right to do it.
So whether they will or not is another question. Have they?
At this point, they just said that no, they have no plans right now.
I see. They're
authorized to do so by the state legislature, by extension, the people of Wyoming.
You have to wonder, is the federal government going to try to threaten Wyoming's state government and say, all right, well, if you're going to do this, we're going to go ahead and not pay you? Because there's all kinds of government programs from the federal government where there's these strings that are attached to money that was, of course, originally stolen from the people in Wyoming and people elsewhere in the United States.
Right.
But then once the government steals that from you, they then attach all these strings to it and say, all right, you can have it back, Forest and Wildlife Service, but you got to do X, Y, and Z. Oh, we see you're not doing Z. You're not prohibiting the bear hunt, so therefore we keep the money.
You know that grant application we have that we were going to go in and straighten out couple rivers and fix some bridges for you?
I've never done that, no.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing they do, and you're right. They are going to start, if there are government grants that go to the Fish and Wildlife Commission in Wyoming, those are going to get pulled. But they may mess with things that are completely unrelated. In other words, you toe the line. The federal government, and this is a little bit of a little bit of commentary.
Well, before you go on, what that means is that the state government has to be willing to take, to understand that that's a likely consequence. The more often that they nullify the federal government, the more the federal government is just going to say no to funding. And that's why, for instance, New Hampshire hasn't yet implemented a helmet bill or a seatbelt bill for adults here in this state, because they've said no to the funding. Which means, ultimately, that the tax money stays with the federal government. That means that the people of New Hampshire are paying federal taxes, and they're not getting the so-called benefits. Now, of course, they're not getting punished with all the regulations either, but they don't get any of that money back. It just stays with the federal government, and they spend it how they want. So, I mean, ultimately, if a state government were to continue doing nullification as a policy, at some point, they would have to do something like announce to people to stop paying the federal government, because it will just make it so nothing comes back eventually. It just all goes out.
This idea of nullification where you, and typically done by states, just say to the federal government, they come in with some mandate, some unfunded mandate that says you have to do this or else states the idea of nullification is to say we don't recognize that the Constitution grants you those powers in the first place, or we think it's a bad law, and we're just not going to do it. Nullification doesn't need to be just for that. Towns can nullify laws. Anybody can nullify a law if you are going to stand up to whoever your oppressor is and say, no, I'm not going to do that.
What they ought to do is nullify the IRS and basically say no IRS agents are allowed to be in offices in New Hampshire or Wyoming or whichever state it is that's doing nullification and say, get out of here.
Or ideally, people begin to nullify the IRS themselves. I mean, that's really what it takes is for people to, what would happen if people just quit paying any taxes? What if businesses said, you know, there's just too much paperwork with all this. We're going to start paying people under the table.
Well, there
we'll
are
take
a lot
our
of
chances.
People. There are a lot of people who don't pay taxes, right?
Sure.
Individuals in the United States, millions of them don't pay taxes, maybe even dozens of millions. I haven't looked at the numbers recently,
right.
But it's a lot of them. And then, of course, there are the people who still fill out the forms, but they actually end up getting money back from the federal government, so they don't really pay. So what you want to do is...
they're still paying taxes.
Yeah.
They're just getting change back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've given a no-interest loan to the federal government.
What if...
you get a refund.
How many businesses could convert from employees to contractors? Because that's one way that they can pay their people,
Yeah.
Call them something different. You don't call them employees. But, of course, then the problem is then you can't generally tell them when to show up. So that's one of the issues, I guess, between a contractor and an employee, right?
It may be, but I think what we'll see is the federal government gets more and more oppressive. And so many people are up in arms because now it's tax season, and people are expecting these huge refunds because Trump got us a tax cut. And they're finding out that they're not only getting smaller refund checks. In some cases, they're not getting any at all. In some cases, they're owing money because there were so many things changed by a change in the tax code. So, this is the type of thing that sparks people into action. I wish, it's one of those things that when it happens, I wish more people would look at it and say, just take a step back. Do a little critical thinking, look at this whole thing and go, does any of this make sense? I can speak for myself only, but the answer is no, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, any little look you take at things shows irrationality. Did you know that they're actually giving foreign aid to the China?
To the China?
To the China. So they're borrowing money from China.
Yes.
So that they can turn around and give it back to China as a gift, but then pay interest on it.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, what's your problem, Rich? Well, part of that doesn't work for you.
If China has the money to lend, maybe they don't need our help.
Maybe.
Maybe they should send us foreign aid.
You would think. Or maybe nobody should send anybody foreign aid.
Right.
And
oh, that would be nice.
Just pay for what they use and what they need. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We would love to hear from you tonight on Free Talk Live, where you can change the subject. Let us know what you want to talk about.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is finished with a closed-door hearing in front of a House Intelligence Committee. A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. The final vote was 228 to 198. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise on the bill that passed.
Their bill would not have done anything to stop these tragedies. Las Vegas, their bill wouldn't have done anything. What it would do is make criminals out of law-abiding citizens.
Those bills now both will head to the Republican-led Senate. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says she thinks President Trump did the right thing by leaving his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Kim refused to agree to give up his nuclear weapons.
The bad deal is something this president was not going to agree to, and I support him in walking away while keeping the pressure on to try and get a breakthrough for the full denuclearization.
McSally was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. If you would like to talk to us, we'd love to talk to you, because we find that interesting. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Discord's a really cool app. You'll find chat rooms and voice rooms where you can share your thoughts with other listeners and share your thoughts with us. Somebody on the air is usually in the show. In the rooms, off and on throughout the evening. If you want to watch us, you can check us out on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm also. And, Ian, you teased us a little earlier in studio today. It's Chris, Ian, and Rich Paul.
You teased it, but, yes, we've got two new radio stations to, well, I guess one new station, and then one station's been with us for a while that has expanded Free Talk Live as of this Tuesday night. Both of these stations joined us this week for weeknights.
Nice.
So I'll welcome our existing affiliate. So KWAM 990 in Memphis, Tennessee, also heard on 107.9 FM in Memphis. So an AM-FM combo.
Nice.
They used to just air us on Sunday nights. They're now airing us on weeknights, and they're doing late. So they're airing 10 p.m. till 12 in the morning Central Time. So they're delayed, what they call in the business, delay broadcasting Free Talk Live.
Gotcha.
And that's because of the end of one of the few progressive talk shows that were left in the United States, the so-called Norman Goldman Show. Don't ask me why he pronounces his name that way, but that's how he supposedly does it. He is out of business. His show did not make it. And so there's a few progressive talk stations that needed content immediately, and we're one of the few shows that can actually air on a progressive talk station because we kind of straddle both worlds to some extent. We've got mostly conservative talk stations that air the show, but that's because most talk stations are conservative talk stations. There aren't very many progressive talk stations in the United States. There's probably a dozen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally
not
hundreds
out there. Right.
Yeah, there's hundreds of conservative talk stations, maybe a dozen progressive talkers. So we were already on probably close to most of them.
Right.
And so welcome to, again, existing affiliate. They were on Sundays previously, KWAM in Memphis. Now, the new station that we've got coming on board here that also started on Tuesday is KBBR. It's AM 1340 in North Bend, Oregon.
North Bend. That's on the coast.
It is.
Yeah.
That's not where you're from, but you're originally from Oregon.
Yeah. And you could say, you know, hello to my neighbors. I lived in Oregon with you about 600 miles away.
Yeah. And they're on board for weekdays. Of course, still the afternoon out there.
Right.
3 to 5 o'clock. So they're actually airing, I think, an hour from the previous show, because we don't start until 4 Pacific. So they're doing 3 to 4, so I think from last night's show, and then an hour of probably today's show as well, would be my guess.
Well, that's great news.
Welcome. And that station is an all-progressive talk station. Yep. So some of their listeners are going to be a little bit surprised by what they hear here on Free Talk Live. But I think you'll find out that Free Talk Live is so progressive, we make Democrats cry.
We do, and we have some regular Democrat callers, some hardcore progressives that love to call us up and offer their point of view.
Yeah, and I like being challenged here, but you know, I'd love to hear you guys' input on this. But I think that the reason why we're so progressive is because we're progressing towards freedom.
Right.
You know, we really believe in your ownership of your body. We think that you should decide what goes into it and what you do with it. And some people, you know, on the progressive movement kind of agree with that on some things, like, you know, marijuana. But, you know, we want to see the end to the entire war on drugs, for instance. Mm-hmm. We want to see an end to all militarism around the entire planet. I mean, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I think you might agree with me on
that. Absolutely.
My body, my choice.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's going to be things that you're going to agree with us on. There's going to be some things that you disagree with
us on. Like we just called for the end of taxation, coercive taxation as well.
Right, and you're not going to get a big government without taxation.
And if you don't have taxation, then you don't have an insane military going around the world destroying innocent life.
And those are the kinds of conversations we love to have with progressives. And what I find unique about the show, and keep in mind, I was a fan before I ended up on the show, I was listening all the time, there were things I disagreed with as a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about that. But if I spin around my radio dial, basically what I hear is conservative talk radio. I hear some variation of a Rush show. You know,
Rush
Limbaugh. And that's kind of it.
The female Rush. Oh, wait, she quit. Laura Ingraham's done. She quit radio.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if any of those stations out there are looking for somebody to fill Laura Ingraham's shoes,
too late.
Call
them. That was at the end of the year. They already did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's...
We got, like, maybe one station out of that.
Well, hey, it's something. 855-450-FREE, if you'd like to take part. And we've been talking about Wyoming. Wyoming, who has practiced the fine art of nullification, that's basically looking at something that Washington says and say, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to go our own way, and if there are effects of that, bring them on. We don't care. What the Wyoming legislature did was basically release some findings that they found as they were researching this whole thing. Quote, the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees to the states and their people all powers not granted to the federal government elsewhere in the Constitution, and reserves to the states and the people of Wyoming certain powers that they were understood at the time that Wyoming was admitted to the state, admitted to statehood in 1890.
Hmm.
The guarantee of these powers is a matter of contract between the state and people of Wyoming and the several states comprising the United States at the time of admission, and was agreed upon and adopted by Wyoming and the several states in 1889.
Okay, so what did they just say? They said there's a contract in place between Wyoming and the rest of the states?
What they're saying,
well, they're
is
saying that the Constitution is a contract between the several states, I
yes,
think.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, and they refer to the 10th Amendment that guarantees in the Constitution to the states and to the people all powers not specifically granted to the federal government.
But now,
that's
wait a
what
minute.
The 10th Amendment says.
They're not the original contracting entity. I mean, Wyoming, they said they didn't come in until 1890 there. So are they actually a party to that contract, or is there a specific other authorization for them to join the Union?
If we were to look at this as sort of contract law, then you would say Party A being United States of America versus the state of Wyoming, and the state of Wyoming went through all the, you know, all the steps to achieve statehood and were admitted to the Union.
But I wonder if there must be a document, right?
I know what you're saying.
There's got to be a separate document for that of them joining the Union, right?
I believe there is, like the Articles of Statehood or something like that. It seems to me that I remember something like that existing when states join the United States.
I don't know what to search for in order to find whatever document that would be.
Articles of Statehood, okay. or something like that, but it seems to be, you know, a fait accompli. Once you've gone through all the steps, once you've, you know, you had to have a certain population, your legislature had to vote a certain way. Mm. And in the case of the states that joined the Union later, like Wyoming did in 1889, then there were certain provisos that required that you put in things referring to your allegiance and you saying that you would not be party to another civil war, for example. So a lot of the post-Civil War, post-Reconstruction states that were admitted have these really weird things in their constitutions that really talk, it's much more about fealty than if you read the original 13, you know what I mean? Like New Hampshire, which has Article 10, which is a right of revolution.
Which is kind of nonsense when you think about it, because the basis of the revolution was the Declaration of Independence, which said that the purpose that humans had inalienable rights, that governments were established to defend those rights, and that whenever any form of government became destructive of those ends, it was the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. I got that out fast enough.
You did well. And those are wise words, and that's what, at one point, most people believe.
It's time to abolish it. Let's do that now.
Yep. Is there a
kill
second?
It with fire.
855-450-FREE. We want to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. If you would like to take part in the show, the kind of show where, regardless of your politics, you can call up and talk about what you like. Of course,
I don't like politics.
You don't like politics. You're in the wrong show.
No, this is not this is an apolitical show, I think.
We have been discussing some political topics.
Sure. We're talking about issues.
Yeah, we have been. But we want to hear from you. What's on your mind and what's important to you? What's important to me is liberty, and I'm very interested in discussing that and how it applies to you. But also, I'm interested in Forkfest 2019, which I'm really going to try to make
it to. Forkfest!
Did you miss Forkfest 2018? Start planning now to Start planning now to attend Forkfest 2019. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians next summer from June 13th.
Oh, I need to update that. That's this summer. I guess next as in the next coming one, but it was written for 2018.
There we go.
This June.
June 13th to the 18th for Forkfest 2019 at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of another camping party in the woods, and you'll be invited, and you are invited, to come along and create whatever experience you'd like others to have.
People are already talking about what they're going to be creating at Forkfest 2019. Jay Noon, one of our co-hosts, he's going to come on, I think, Wednesday nights pretty regularly soon.
Nice.
He's going to be doing what he calls man camp. So he'll be, like, teaching people how to do manly things. Operate a chainsaw or whatever. I don't know exactly what he's got on tap.
And these things can happen because Forkfest is decentralized, which means there is no one in charge.
Right. You don't want to go to man camp. You can go to Steven Zeiler and AnyPay. They're going to be kicking off an entire, like, five-night party, basically. Every night with, like, pounding music and a DJ. He announced that on the air with Free Talk Live this week.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be, there's going to be more parties going on, I think, at Forkfest than there are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that follows it.
Probably. Quick, somebody party!
Yeah.
So it's up to you to create what happens or simply relax and go camping with other Liberty lovers. For more information and to connect with other Fork Festers via the unofficial Telegram chat or at the Fork Fest forum, visit forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party.
Right now they're in the Telegram chat tonight. They've been talking about advertising Fork Fest on other radio shows.
Very cool.
Free Talk Live is great and everything, but there's all kinds of other libertarian shows in the world of podcasting, for instance. And
right.
Maybe they're talking about buying Facebook advertising, which is awesome because sure. Nobody has to direct anybody here. It's just like somebody wants to buy a Facebook ad, buy a Facebook ad.
Go ahead.
Somebody wants to sponsor the Porcupine Freedom Festival, sponsor the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we've done. So ForkFest is going to be sponsoring the VIP tent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, which is the festival that follows ForkFest, that ForkFest originally sprouted off from. So this year, everybody that attends the Porcupine Freedom Festival will be getting flyers in their bags advertising next year's ForkFest. So they'll know to show up if they want to do the whole thing. Show up 5 days early, and then you get extra camping and extra fun and...
Show up when the rebels are there.
Exactly. Right. So, forkfest.party is the website.
It is a website, which is very cool. We have been talking about what is going on in Wyoming, where they say we want to hunt some grizzly bears because we have too many grizzly bears.
Can we get back into that in a bit? Isn't Dave on the line? Is he still there? Yeah.
Dave's not here.
Okay, is that what's...
If it's not showing the right time, then it's probably... What time is it showing? I can't read it. 15? Yeah, it's showing the afternoon, so just hit refresh on that. Sorry, we're doing a little on-air tech support
here. Don't mind us. But basically, we want to make sure that dump buttons work, and the reason for that is because we are broadcast on close to 200 radio stations.
Dave has been known to get a little excited and say things he's not supposed to on the air, but normally he's pretty good about not doing that.
Well, I'll be ready for him, though, but Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I got blocked from social media.
You did? Which one?
All of them?
From Twitter and Facebook. I got blocked. I got suspended on Twitter and blocked on Facebook because I said the same exact thing on Twitter.
Okay, now wait. Is it something you can say on the radio? We don't want to have to use the dump button on you. So, is it something you can tell? Can you, tell us what you said?
Well, I can spell it out, but I was on Twitter and somebody said, they wanted to seem like strong.
We want to be careful that you don't spell words you're not supposed to say on the air. So, if you can't say the word on the air, just say the F word or the S word. That's all you have to say, okay, Dave?
Well, it's not a swear word.
Okay. Well, if it's not a swear, then you don't have to spell it out unless you're talking about like body parts and sex. So there's certain words. So if you're in doubt, just go ahead and leave that word out, or just give us the first letter of it.
We're trying to work with you here.
Go ahead.
But I because some guy on Twitter said, he wanted to see my song, whatever, and I called him, the F word that ends with the letter T. And I also I also had announced that also on Facebook, whatever. I was saying, because,
you were calling him gay, is what you're saying, when you said the F word. Yeah, you were saying he was gay.
The F word, it also ends with the letter T. It has the word G-O-T in it.
I gotcha.
Okay.
You can actually say that one on the air, just so you know, for future reference. But so you were made uncomfortable. Somebody said something to you on social media about wanting to see your private parts, and you were made uncomfortable by that. So you lashed out. You called him a faggot. And
I did.
Then you got banned. Is that why you got banned, you think?
Yeah, I was on Twitter, and they said, something about, I don't know what, because I got suspended on Twitter for using that word. And then, when I also said it on Facebook, I can't go on Facebook towards the end of March. So
they banned you for a whole month on Facebook.
You're in Facebook jail, Dave.
How does it feel?
A lot of people see that as a badge of honor.
Is this the first time this has happened to you?
No. And just so everybody knows, today is my birthday. I am 44 years old.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Wow.
Thank you.
At least you have more time to yourself now to where you can, you know, spend it with you rather than on Facebook and Twitter. You know, this does happen to a lot of people.
Spending time with the NSA and the FBI. Yeah. Right. And
I get tired of keeping notes. I just let them keep notes.
So
it's much easier that way.
Dave, have you considered moving to some of these alternative platforms out there? A lot of people have been
Gabber.
Gab's sort of Nazi, you know, supporting, seems like. I mean, they seem to be really into, you know, letting the Nazis have their thing there.
They may be very accepting of Dave.
I don't use Gab AI. I don't use Gab AI because I had a whole bunch of friends that were on Twitter. I followed a whole bunch of wrestling fans like Becky Lynch and a whole bunch of others.
Fans as opposed to the wrestlers themselves?
That is a fan. When you follow
the
people's
other
fans, then you are a real fan. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you meant to say? Was that you were following the fans of the wrestlers?
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah, there was Becky Lynch. She has her own tweet, whatever. And also,
so she's
Ronda
not a wrestler.
Rousey.
She's a fan of a wrestler. Okay.
She's not a fan. I was following, you know, a bunch of wrestling people on Twitter, and, you know, I also think that, you know, Becky Lynch should be in the main event at WrestleMania, but no, she got, you know...
Is she a wrestler, or is she... Wait, is she a fan, or is she a wrestler?
She's a wrestler.
Okay, then why are you saying you followed fans of wrestlers?
That was a little
sounds
confusing.
Like you're following the wrestlers.
I didn't say I follow fans of wrestlers. I follow wrestlers on Twitter.
Maybe you meant to say wrestlers. You said fans, but it's all right. Everybody makes mistakes.
I didn't say fans. I said wrestlers.
Here. All right. Well, whatever. You can play it back later.
So the long and the short of it is you got banned from social media. You got banned on the Facebook platform. You got banned or people blocked you on Twitter.
Suspended on Twitter, and I can't post on Facebook until, towards the end of March.
So, do you have any plans?
Go outside.
I mean, there's a whole world out there. What are you going to do with your free time?
I have no idea. I'm still on YouTube, though.
Wait a minute. I thought you deleted your YouTube channel.
I have three channels. One of them, you can see, it's called My Own Damn Channel.
My Own Damn Channel.
We're checking you out. David, thank you so much for the phone call. It's good to hear from you, as always. 855-450-FREE. We're wrapping up our second hour, hour three, coming up soon. We want to hear from you. Again, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.